Construction of Sizewell C, offshore wind power and the new Lotus factory are just some of the schemes that look set to create an engineering employment bonanza. But local youngsters risk missing out because mainstream education isn't delivering the skills that employers want, said University Technical College Norfolk, the UTCN head teacher Alex Hayes. It would be an absolute tragedy if these jobs right on our doorstep were filled by people from abroad, he said. UTCN, attended by 380 students aged between 14 and 19 who travel from across Norfolk, is part of the University Technical Colleges scheme launched by the government in 2014 with the aim of educating the inventors, engineers, scientists and technical specialists of tomorrow. Looking like a cross between a college and a factory floor, its Norwich base on an industrial estate off Hall Road sees students studying for GCSEs, A-levels and other qualifications in technical and scientific subjects delivered through a blend mix of classroom and practical learning in conjunction with employers. What we do is really simple. We ask employers what they want, we deliver it, and that means our students are all massively employable, said Mr. Hayes. Many schools don't have that conversation. Not many schools have a Lotus that students use for practical lessons as a centrepiece to its classrooms, but UTCN also boasts high-tech equipment for everything from welding and soldering to 3D printers, plasma and laser cutting to electronic circuit building. What we do isn't just the skills, it's also just as importantly about the careers guidance. Young people don't know what the opportunities are out there, said Mr. Hayes. We are just responding to the local labour market. Lotus used to employ 25 engineering graduates every year, but they used to come from all over the country and a high percentage used to leave after 2 years. Graduates are footloose, but if they employ a local young person, they are far more likely to be loyal and stay, and that's a huge advantage for employers. Not all young people wanted the traditional route from school into university, with many looking towards the college's close links to employers as a quicker and cheaper way into skilled jobs. Half of UTCN's Year 13 students in 2019 went on to apprenticeships with the likes of British Airways, KLM, Lotus, the RAF, the Royal Navy and construction firms like Morgan Sindall and Taylor Wimpey. Another 40% went into further education at colleges and university, often supported by employers, while 10% gained full-time jobs with firms ranging from Aviva to GM Hydraulics. Sophie Skip, UTCN Employer Engagement Coordinator, said, "Employers are talking to us all the time. We are an engineering specialist and we have that link with business and there just aren't enough young people training to be engineers. For students who want to be civil engineers, there are tons of exciting opportunities. One of our students has just been offered a job with Farrans Construction. That's £21,000 a year at 18. He will be doing a degree that they will pay for him, and he will come out of it with 4 years' experience on a real job working on the Gullwing Bridge project at Lowestoft. Another of our ex-students is working on the Norwich Castle project with Morgan Sindall. That's the project of a lifetime. For bright kids who are practical, there are so many opportunities. The college has just accepted the first students on its new Health Futures 2-year applied science in response to skills shortage in the local health sector. Head of Science Mark Vinters said, "I've worked in schools where the focus has been on sending students to university. They have a degree, but there are many graduates, whereas here there are those links to industry." UTCN Year 12 student Jack Kershaw, who's 16, is studying physics, engineering and business, transferred from Notre Dame High School in Norwich, where he was good at sciences and maths but struggled with English. "Here there are smaller classes and it's more tailor-made, so I had a tutor to help me," he said. "We do loads of practical work and have worked with lots of employers to learn how to use different machines and we get to use cutting-edge technology." As part of his studies, he's done projects with Anglian Water designing a waste treatment plant in King's Lynn and Morgan Sindall finding products for renewable buildings. He said, "I want to go into construction engineering, design and management because I like architecture, but I never really wanted to go to university, so I'm looking more at the apprenticeship route. That's what this school is great for because you get loads of contact with employers."